Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horrocane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us. Every day on Blog Talk Radio, LNMnetwork.com, we thank Michael Vara for hosting this network, which has given us an opportunity to be with you 5 days a week. Weekdays at noon Hawaii time, 6 o'clock in the evening, East Coast time. Happy evening to you folks on the East Coast. And on West Coast, it's 3 p.m. that we come to you. And we talk about the world's worst news, but also the greatest news that's been secreted, suppressed, all the opportunities that we have, we the people have to move forward very powerfully, engaging a love revolution, using frequencies of love that have been literally secreted, buried, and unfortunately, the suppression in the music industry has caused a spiritual suppression in humanity, across humanity. So we talk about those types of things here on the Inside Hour on the LNM Network's Horrocane Hour. We have Tuesday nights on BBS Radio, the Inside Hour. That's going to be tomorrow night, and we'll be doing two shows tomorrow. So, Sherry, how's your life?
I don't know. You should know. Yes, our lives are very, very, very busy, and we, you know, are just really dealing with the day-to-day stuff, as well as bringing you the good news. We're dealing with the bad stuff as well, and so we're here. And today I just watched a video. Actually, I want to talk about that video we just watched in regards to the COINTELPRO.
Yeah, there's more and more news coming out about how it is that the counterintelligence program and the mainstream media mass persuasion operates, and in support of not only the corporations that are undermining our health and safety in the environment, but also the international banking cartels move now for globalization and this whole process by which the people are being turned off against the government of the United States, when it's actually not even the government of the United States that are being turned off to or by. It is actually corporate fascism masquerading under the guise of organizations such as ALEC. We reviewed in the recent days a very interesting film output by Bill Moyers and Company, which is a traditionally very liberal left-wing organization that basically is pro-Obama in this particular political election.
Well, because all the people that they're targeting are Republican.
Yeah, and it's not to say that it isn't well-deserved. A lot of the criticism is extremely well-deserved. In fact, it's virtually urgent for our attention because it really lends credence to the concerns about corporate fascism and the conduct of genocide that is literally defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, for politics, and or ideology. And in this case, the ideology of the whole white supremacy movement in America, which also is anti-Muslim, it's anti-African, it's anti-Jewish, it's anti-Catholic, it's consistent completely with the KKK's ideology that is under a misnomer called Christian identity theology, and it has nothing to do with Christianity. In fact, it's the direct opposite of Christianity, and that's why they use that word within their identification slogan that makes you think that it has something to do with Christianity.
It's actually all about hate, and it's what the people that they really target and hate, and in the KKK as well as in Christian identity, which is the same theology, is Catholics, Jews, Black people, any minorities, anybody that they consider not to be white.
And ethnicities. Essentially, it was established early on, and we're preparing to do some broadcasting on the subject, and that's what we've been very busy accumulating, is the intelligence on these matters. The KKK's origin actually goes to Wisconsin, and interestingly enough, the ALEC expose that was just recently done by Bill Moyers and Company with independent organizations for crime and justice and democracy in Wisconsin has an inordinate amount of politicians that are engaged in corporate fascist legislation, whereby the corporations dictate the model laws to the legislators of the state. And nowhere in the United States has that been more profound and now exposed is in the state of Wisconsin. So it's very, very interesting now that the truth about this is coming out. The unfortunate thing is that it is coming out with a bias pro-Democratic Party and bias against Republican Party, which is the same old, same old. It's part of the psychological operation of divide the people to conquer the flock, you know, divide the sheeple in this case. And this is a very interesting time in history, in the United States history, because we now have to either through our ignorance and being compelled institutionally and legislatively to go along with globalization and take out our faith and trust in the U.S. Constitution and this great nation, and then basically drop it all on behalf of corporate interests, special interests, to then move forward with a new world order that is run by not just Wall Street, but the European Eurex partners in London and Berlin, the Rothschild League of Banksters, if you will, combined with the Rockefellers and Chase Manhattan and Chase J.P. Morgan Chase. And again, all you have to do is study a little history. And when we research, for example, we'll use Wikipedia. We'll know, however, when we're reading Wikipedia, you should know that that's a CIA operation. And so what it's feeding you is, let's say, 80% truth. And you've got to search for the 20% that it's not telling you in order to get a bigger picture. At any rate, the concept of the early history, studying the early history of the banking community, and then you begin to realize how banks were behind every war and how banks funded wars, because the investment capitalists were engaged in making money off of humanity's suffering, and that they didn't care how they made the money. They didn't care who died. They didn't care what war they funded, as long as they made the money. And it's kind of like the same thing that the Rothschild, Amschel Bauer Rothschild, the old man himself, said. He said virtually, I don't care what ism you give me. You can give me capitalism. You can give me communism. You can give me socialism. You can give me any, even religions. I don't care what nation state, your nation state is being controlled by whatever ism. Just give me control of the central bank. And I'm happy, because, again, the central bank loans the money. And this is exactly what Jesus, if you want to take a look at what some of the true themes in Christianity engaged, you know, you look at Jesus, who took out a whip before the money changers, the hypocrites on the temple steps, and whipped them and turned over their tables because of usury. Well, what is that? That's banking. That is money changing. It is called interest-bearing investments today by the equity investors, the private equity investors that are ruining our country, ruining everything through corporate fascism and this whole mentality that they can assert their arrogance and greed and get away with payoffs of our legislators to be able to control what laws we are governed by. You go back to the banking industry in Jesus's day, and what he was most concerned about is the violation of your relationship with God. Because you see, if you have to pay, let's say 10, 15, or in today's credit card industry, 20, 22%, 23% interest on a loan, ultimately, that's extremely enslaving. It's economically enslaving, and the enslavement really is the opposite to producing miracles through faith. And so that this whole globalization, the global economy, the geopolitics and finances of manipulating populations through the media and then legislatively to go along with a corporate fascist agenda is beyond sick, beyond dysfunctioning and degenerative. It is literally satanic. I mean, it's grossly sinful in the strictest sense of that word. You have to understand that word sin comes from the Greek archery term, to be off the mark. When somebody shot an arrow at a bullseye target and they missed the bullseye, the arrow was said to have sinned. And likewise, there are laws. There's the laws of God, and then there's the laws of man. And ideally, with the U.S. Constitution, we, the people, are supposed to be following a righteous government and righteous laws and legislation that is geared to freeing us and sustaining the 1st and 14th Amendment of the Constitution that talks about the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, as being not simply a privilege, but a duty. As Americans, it is our duty to protect and defend freedom of speech, rights to life, liberty, pursuits of happiness, and freedom of the press. And the best way that you can out there help support freedom of the press is to simply take what it is that is just, that is true, that is being output by, unfortunately today, only independent investigators. You can go, we ask you, we actually are praying for you to take our information that we publish in our newsletters. So if you're not signed up to receive Healthy World newsletter, go to healthyworldstore.com and sign up, and we will send you this, we'll send you this, this whole newsletter release that is very, very important in so far as what's happening in the Middle East was our latest one, and also this understanding of what's taking place here in Hawaii in efforts to steal our religious property, our ministry property that we've been advancing to create a model for natural healing and medicine and sustaining the wise elders and the native aboriginal methods and ways of healing people naturally. And of course, faith and prayer and the bioenergetics and particularly love, the heartfelt loving intention to produce healing, produce miracles through prayer and faith. This is part of it. It's a very, very important part of what the picture in truth is and in righteousness is that is being decimated by the pharmaceutical cartel and its influence over legislators today. So we need your help to get this message out. That's why we do this program, by the way. We do the Hurricane Hour and the Insight Hour to continue bringing you these messages.
If you're interested in actually signing our petition, you can actually find it online by going to change.org and just doing it, putting in the search Leonard Horowitz, Sherry Kane, any of our names into the search engine of change.org, and it will come up with the petition that we're talking about now. And if you can help us by signing that petition, it's greatly appreciated because we do need 250,000 signatures.
Yeah, we're going for 250,000 signatures. We've just begun. We ask for your participation because what we have is basically blown the lid on a COINTELPRO CIA-linked covert operation that is trying to destroy Sherry and I, steal our businesses, ruin our businesses, ruin our reputations, as well as steal our property, our ministry property in Hawaii. And so we're actually witnessing firsthand. You know, it's one thing to read what somebody else has gone through and then report on it. It's another thing to live it. And we're actually living it. We're witnessing what is happening at our own community level. And we're witnessing the most outrageous corruption
and injustice
in the judicial system here in Hawaii. And the petition is asking you to petition the Supreme Court of Hawaii for its allowance of arguably the most corrupt attorney in the state of Hawaii's judicial history. His name is Paul J. Sulla Jr., with definitive links to the Central Intelligence Agency, to covert operations and intelligence gathering operations of Google Inc., which operates with the CIA in projects that are funded by InQtel, which is an investment arm of the CIA, and that they have other projects that are engaged in surveillance and intelligence gathering and broadcasting, even from space. This is part of the Google Earth project. It's part of the Predictive Futures project, and the CIA and the intelligence community are intimately connected. The Google link also deals with drug trafficking, because, you know, out there, folks, it's no mystery, the CIA has been involved for many, many years in matters of drug trafficking, illegal trafficking of not simply illicit drugs, narcotics, but also of over-the-counter and prescription drugs. In fact, it was about 6-8 months ago that Google paid $500 million to the investigators and the federal government prosecutors to keep their officials free of blame and out of jail. This is Google's president and the CEO of Google and the chief technical director could have been indicted and probably should have been indicted for, actually were indicted, I'm saying convicted. They should have been convicted. They were indicted and they paid $500 million to get out of jail for free. It wasn't for free in this case, but they got out. And there was drug operations, advertising on Google ads that were associated with the mailing and smuggling of pharmaceuticals from Canada into the United States. And so there's this attorney in Hawaii with links to Google definitively, links to the space projects that Google is advancing with intelligence agencies, with the drug trafficking connection and the operation that he has in an ayahuasca church. Now, if people haven't heard of ayahuasca, you've got to go online to waronwethepeople.com and check out there this article that we just published a little about a week or so ago. It's titled Sulla, S-U-L-L-A, Google, and the Conspiracy. It's listed at the top of the menu of waronwethepeople.com.
And these drug experiments that Sol is doing with ayahuasca are not meant for cool trips to experiment with the drug and do your own psychedelic enhancement. No, these are done to experiment on people. It's human experimentation. He works with the CIA, and people are used as guinea pigs in these drug trials, clinical trials, I believe they call them.
There is multiple purposes. The evidence that we have definitively links this Paul Sulla Jr.'s son, who he works closely with. In fact, we're engaged in a lawsuit right now with. They wish to censor us, and that's what we've countersued is an initial complaint that they have brought against us for defamation. Well, defamation requires that you're lying or that you don't have the facts to back up what you're saying. There's no defamation here. We have material evidence to prove every statement that we're making. And to clarify what Sherry just said, the link to the ayahuasca drug trafficking in the Central Intelligence Agency is very certain, because the son of this attorney, Paul Sulla Jr., his son is called Paul Sulla III. J. Paul Sulla, Joseph Paul Sulla, they use a couple different very, very misleading aliases to
similar names.
Virtually identical names, really. If you do a public record search, which we did and we've submitted to the court, showing how they intentionally have confused their names and their identities and cross-matched their identities on the public records. And you begin to realize, okay, well, that's a little strange, but then what is this Paul Sulla III doing, actually? Well, number one, he has been published as a co-author with the Central Intelligence Agency's leading scientist that conducts mind control experiments using drugs. In fact, and this is shocking, that the Central Intelligence Agency and the MK Ultra mind control program has been very interested in advancing the concept of a new religion based on drug use. And so the experiments by Dr. Krippner and Paul Sulla III in the, I guess it's South America area, where they published now on the internet. We've reprinted those publications and linked you to those so that you can actually see not only those experiments done with ayahuasca and LSD, but also with the links to how they are advancing a pharmaceutical-based religion that essentially claims that you can't have a full spiritual knowledge of yourself or a spiritual basis for your life without taking a drug or two or more, continuously taking psychotropic drugs to elicit that which is spiritual. Now, if you think about that being a boon, imagine the world of religion being taken over by the pharmaceutical cartel, as if they don't have their fingers in enough commercial pies at present.
And that's how you get in touch with God, is through drugs. I mean,
that's what they're claiming. That's exactly what the whole, that's exactly what the notion is. So now, most people would be outraged. That's the word that's used in law, that an average reasonable person would look at the evidence and go, my God, this is outrageous. And that's exactly what this is. We've got a CIA-linked attorney who's got an ayahuasca church and is a minister for that church, who's operating with his son as supposedly illegally claiming himself as a psychological counselor. And it's illegal to claim to a court or anywhere that this man is a legitimate psychological counselor. That is a title that is reserved by law for licensed psychologists, people who are licensed and actually put up a shingle. They then advertise a place, an office where they see patients or clients, and they are legitimate. They pay taxes based on the income that they generate from their service. That is not the case here, although Mr. Sulla has claimed, for example, in court filings, that Sulla III, the fellow who has co-authored with CIA scientist Dr. Stanley Krippner in projects that engage drug use, that he is a clinical psychologist when he is not. He can't legitimately claim that. And to do that, to make the claim, is unlawful. It's a felony. So that's actually part of what our litigation is, and we are going to ask for your prayers. We're asking for your prayers, not only support in signing the petition that is online.
It's actually two petitions. One is the Sulla petition that they'll sign, and the second one is the Google petition.
That's great. Yeah, the Google petition is also because we're engaged in suing both of them. One of the links, there's several links, but one of the links is that Mr. Sulla, with his connections, was able to instantaneously censor our news report exposing this corrupt attorney for illegally conducting a foreclosure on our ministry property. And we filmed that, and you'll be able to go online now. We have many colleagues around the world who have posted this because of the attempts to censor it. You know, it's like, you know, you want to try to censor Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane with the very blessed following that we have and the supporters that we have globally. You're going to have a little tough time of it. And your face in this particular case is going to be placed right into your caca that you've created by your lies and deceptions and your crimes and the damages that you have caused. So that's essentially what one of the things that we're dealing with on this program today is looking at what is happening in our lives on the Hawaii front with a CIA operative that is engaged in attempting to steal our property so that it puts us out of business in our ministry, so that we can no longer advance the natural healing ideas and visions and the respectful and honorable sustenance of the native aboriginal ways and means to heal people without popping pills. And again, what a crime that is that we've been committing. And that's really what the COINTELPRO does. And that's what the COINTELPRO, for those who don't know, go to waronwethepeople.com. There's three articles there at the top of the menu that you can see on COINTELPRO. You can see even many of your heroes, like Alex Jones, you know, a hero for doing his independent press, supposedly. You don't realize that that's what's called controlled opposition. You don't realize that they're actually part of the problem. They're not part of the solution.
Exactly. And we know for a fact now that he's got some heavy connections in high places with the fact that he hired the former Attorney General of Hawaii to defend him in the libel case and the reneging of the contract. He hired the former Attorney General, Mark Bennett of Hawaii, to defend him in this case against us. And the judge refused to look at any of the merits. He refused to even hear the merits. He said that we didn't have any jurisdiction against Jones. So we went to prove it. And we proved that what his argument was that Jones just had a small radio station in Texas. And our argument was that, no, Mr. Jones is heard all over the United States. And not only that, but he was also the leading propagandist for Ron Paul's campaign. And we proved it with documented evidence of Infowars.com on people's license plates throughout Hawaii. Support Ron Paul, Infowars.com license plates in Hawaii. So there he was connected to Hawaii there.
In other words, he's doing business in Hawaii. Right. And we ourselves had a business contract with him and being administered in Hawaii.
And he was and he interviewed us from Hawaii.
Yeah.
There's many factors of this that were, you know, fraudulent in him claiming that he did not have any deals with Hawaii. And so the judge wouldn't listen to it. He refused to listen to it. He actually probably plays golf with Mr. Bennett, I'm sure, or spends time with him, free time.
Yeah, again, think about this, folks. Alex Jones now, okay, hired the previous attorney general of the state of Hawaii to defend him, claiming that he doesn't have a presence in Hawaii. Now, for those of you who know Alex Jones and have heard him and understand that he's virtually a national celebrity, that you have the idea is outrageous that he doesn't have a ongoing presence and or other broadcasters, which we showed the judge.
We proved it with documented evidence.
We proved it with document that he actually is rebroadcast frequently and has a constant link on the Hawaii political organization site
in
Honolulu.
And not only that, but he was also documented in National Enquirer tabloid, National Examiner tabloid newspaper. He was written up in there. He's been written up in Rolling Stone magazine, which gives his presence everywhere. And we tried, you know, to bring this evidence to the court, to the judge, and he refused to look at it. In fact, he actually said, actually screamed at us and told us, like, you're not going to bring that to me in my court.
Yeah, and so it was a done deal. It was a kangaroo court.
It was. And we attempted to get the justice. We couldn't get the justice. And he dismissed it with prejudice.
Yeah. And what's also interesting is that when we brought the other co-defendants into the picture, for example, a leader of the white supremacy theology in the United States, the KKK theology, is Eric John Phelps. And we named him with Alex Jones as a co-defendant in the case. The judge did not dismiss Mr. Phelps.
For lack of jurisdiction.
For lack of jurisdiction. Meanwhile, if you looked at the evidence, as any reasonable person or judge would, to conclude that Mr. Phelps should be allowed to continue and have maintained what's called the adequate long-arm statute, the actual doing business
right.
to satisfy the long arm statute, and not Mr. Jones.
Right.
Mr. Jones had far more.
Right. We
evidence.
Actually had more contact with Alex Jones than we did with Eric John Phelps in Hawaii. But Mr. Jones is much more connected than Mr. Phelps, and therefore had a better attorney who was much more connected, the former Attorney General Mark Bennett. And therefore, the case against Phelps was dismissed. The whole entire case was dismissed, but this one was dismissed without prejudice.
It was dismissed without prejudice, exactly. Except for individuals, including Alex Jones, that did not, according to the court, satisfy the jurisdiction standard. Yep.
Exactly. And so there goes the question in your mind is, if we had all this documented evidence and the judge refused, and this is the same judge, I want you to know, if you do a search, Judge Patrick Border, contempt of court, you put that in your search engine, it will come up with the huge AP article that came out where Judge Border actually held a man in contempt of court for saying praise Jesus or praise the Lord.
He said praise Jesus. He was freed from blame in a child abuse case, and the jury acquitted him. And in that moment where the acquittal was announced, he basically jumped up, raised his hand to God, and said, "Praise Jesus!"
Like he didn't have to go to jail.
He didn't have to go to jail. And what Judge Border did. Now, this is, again, Judge Border, who's good buddies, apparently, with the Attorney General of the state past, Mark Bennett, who is representing Alex Jones. This judge slams this guy for contempt of court and throws him in jail for saying praise Jesus. Now, that's the kind of kangaroo court and violation of judicial rules of conduct that brings suspicion and brings a view upon the court that discredits and dishonors the court. This was what we were dealing with Alex Jones recently in court.
Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. We'll take callers. If you're out there, you want to call in. The call-in number is 347-989-1012. Again, 347-989-1012. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Harocane Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Late Night in the Midlands is an alternative media that covers the truth, theory, and facts that the mainstream media won't talk about. We cover everything from the known and the unknown, the normal and the paranormal, the government lies and the government ties, and even their thrive. We tell what's coming, what's going, whether it be politics or archaeologists. We have an amazing fan base, and our shows are all archived to be heard millions of times more. So tell your friends, your family, and anybody you care about LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Become a member and be informed. Also take a look at Crystals TLC. Visit the website at www.crystalstlc.com. Hit the Avon link to view a full line of 100% guaranteed Avon products. See and order their specially scented, long-burning soy candles, which can be ordered directly from www.crystaltlc.com. Their candles are produced especially for Crystals TLC and come in a wide variety of beautiful scents. Visit them and let them bring beauty into your life. You're listening to the LNM Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Harocane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
and we are back again. If you want to call in, our call-in number is 347-989-1012. We're talking on some very deep things here. I know that it's affecting our lives, but it also is affecting yours, because if this can happen to us, it can happen to you as well, looking at the injustice of two whistleblower activists here in the United States of America, where we're supposed to have a constitution that's set in place and freedom actually to have due process, to have a jury trial that we actually wanted and desired to have to prove our points, to prove the fact that we are having injustice committed to us on a daily basis. And guess what? We were denied that here in the United States of America. And not only was it denied for lack of jurisdiction, it was dismissed with prejudice, which means what? It means that we can't possibly bring it back. Yes, we can appeal it, which we're thinking about, but it's taking up so much of our life, every minute of our life dedicated to legal, pro se documents. Imagine that. And what does that do? It takes us away from our mission, what we're here to do, what the great news that we're bringing to the world. The 528 love frequency that will heal people through the music, the universal communication music, and bringing you also the real news, the truth, what the mainstream media isn't telling you. It's just been really, really, really difficult. And so we appreciate all of your support out there. You're the ones that keep us going. And without you, we couldn't keep going. So please sponsor us actually by joining healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948. Sign up there. That's the Late Night in the Midlands Network partnership to us through Healthy World Affiliates, where we have awesome products. You can partner with us, healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948. And also healthyworldstore.com, where we have additional products, and the 528 store on healthyworldstore.com. And if you're a musician, sign up today at 528records.com, where your music will automatically be transposed into the 528 frequency just by uploading it to the server. And then it'll be sent back to you, transposed, become part of our music library, and anybody who donates for your music, you will be eligible for 60% royalties from that. And so it's a great opportunity for you to get your music out in the most awesome way. And also we have 528radio.com, which is 24-hour listening of some of your greatest hits, some of the greatest hits of all time, transposed into the 528 frequency of love and healing. And we do appreciate all your donations to keep those servers going, because they keep getting bigger every day. Every time people add music to them, they get larger, and we need more server space. And it's only run by donations. And we need to support the web people who are helping us put that together. So we appreciate all your help. Go to 528radio.com and support that today if you can. And God bless you all.
You know, the reality is that no man is an island, and we're all connected. And what's actually taking place is kind of like, you know, the canary, you know, the experimental canary in a coal mine. You know, it's a canary who gets whacked first, and in the process, that canary's life saves a lot of lives. You know, Sherry and I don't mind at all being the canary in this case. We don't mind at all the position, and it's an honor that the Creator has blessed us with putting us on the front lines of what we feel is the most extraordinary and powerful, important battle in Earth's history. This is actually the battle for future generations, for the minds of we the people, for the, in Hawaii it's called pono, righteousness in the Judeo-Christian sense, or in the Muslim sense. What is righteous, right standing in the kingdom of heaven that we want to bring to earth, this whole concept of this perfection, this harmony, this harmonization, and no longer dissonance. This is what 1,000 years of world peace and the promise of the Messianic Age is really all about. And if we're true to that, if we're really moving in that, well, it's kind of like Daniel in a lion's den. You got to go into the lion's den. And that's what we've done. And we've done that willingly. And so we're not complaining about our circumstance. What we're asking for is your appreciation and understanding that we're in this together. You know, we're like your canary. And if this, like Sherry says, if this can happen and is happening to us, we also know, as we're reviewing more and more colleagues and their publications and their videos online, and we're compiling those on websites, including waronwethepeople.com, where, again, you can get a great understanding of how it is that COINTELPRO operates, how it is that controlled opposition, such as the opposition that we are now advancing as quote-unquote political dissidents, people who object to the genocide being conducted under the guises of public health through vaccinations, for example, or intoxicating drugs, when we have solutions such as OxySilver that makes the toxic risks of vaccinations and deadly antibiotics obsolete through simple technology of combining silver atomically covalently bonded to the oxygen in water and then vibrating in a love frequency of 528, whereby love, the universal healer, then generates a vibration in the solution that then touches your DNA and is instantaneously transmitted throughout your body to oust the dissonance associated with flus, with germs, with infectious diseases. That is what we have the capacity to bring to the planet. Think of how important just that one technology, that one product is for shattering the medical paradigm that enslaves us today. We're in this together. The Obama administration and the, for example, the ALEC lobby, the organization that is bringing the legislation to the states and controlling the congressmen and senators on Capitol Hill. You have to understand that the laws that they generate on behalf of corporate fascism and genocide, the mass intoxication of humanity as well as the planet and the environment, degrading and degenerating society, degenerating life on Earth, that is sick, beyond sick. It's arguably satanic. And when you understand that, it certainly is a valuable mission to be a canary in that coal mine, to warn people, to be the alert force, as well as to do the best that we can do to bring truth to light, to advance what we feel is the prophecy to come. The promise is 1,000 years of world peace that must come, because at this point it's gotten so bad out there. The injustice has been so hurtful and damaging that there's got to be a solution. And we have been targeted primarily because we've advanced the solution. And that solution is in love and the technology of 528 that generates love in the heart, opens the heart. And for those who don't know what 528 is about, go to love528.com. It's a site that I put together for musicians to educate you as to why it would be that all of nature celebrates the frequency of 528. Most vibrantly, it's showing up all over the botanical world in the greenish-yellow pigment chlorophyll. That's the heart of the rainbow, greenish-yellow. That's the heart, because that's the most energy of love. That frequency is vibrating so beautifully in the color of a baby leaf budding in springtime. That magnificent color is healing. That's what brings about the healing when people consume chlorophyll, the grass, the wheatgrass juice fasting that cancer patients find extremely helpful and remedial for their cancers. This is the technology that shall set humanity free of the poison paradigm, the paradigm that says that in order to get over a disease, you've got to pop magic pills to cure the ill, or you've got to slash it or burn it or poison it somehow, creating war, a war in your own body instead of peace. The whole concept of the war on cancer, the war on the autoimmune diseases and diabetes and all of these many, many autoimmune diseases that have been mostly caused by vaccination intoxications, that this whole concept being so deadly, so virtually demonic, is something that is worth risking our lives for. And we ask for you to likewise have a sense of not just empathy and compassion, but political activism, that something in your heart says that you can save some lives out there by telling the truth that shall set everybody free. And that's what we're doing. So to get information about the 528 Love Revolution, you can go to, if you're a musician particularly, love528.com. And that is also associated with the book. If you want to study and start to integrate these magnificent blessings in your own life, opening your heart, inspiring you with the creative intelligence that can literally inspire the genius in you and to fulfill your greatest destiny, check out Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. LoveTheRealDaVinciCode.com is the website that talks about the book I came out with in 2007. And that heralds the Real Da Vinci Code being connected to this magnificent opportunity that we, the people, have to steward this planet into harmony with nature, into harmony with each other, so that we can do away with wars, so that we can advance peace and sustainability, and that we can protect the various species that are on the verge of extinction, including humanity, by simply grasping how it is that intelligent design is not only been manifested, but how it is actually administered, how creation is administered fundamentally with love. One of nine core creative frequencies, love, 528. That's nanometers of light. That's the heart of the rainbow. If it's the heart of the rainbow, it's the heart of your heart. That's the reason for that is as above, so below. Everything in the universe is scaled, whether it's a macroscopic or macrocosmic or microscopic scale, it's all scaled mathematically to the same harmonics and frequency mathematics. And so your DNA is spiraling just like a galaxy is spiraling because of a musical scale. And at the heart of that musical scale, you can see it just like the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum, the heart of a rainbow, which reflects the heart of the sunshine, which reflects the heart of the sun, which reflects the heart of the creator of the sun, which reflects the heart of your heart. It's all vibrating in 528. And so if you understand that, it's paradigm shattering. That's the real Da Vinci Code. That's why we're in litigation matters today. That's why we've been attacked by COINTELPRO so violently and hideously,
but it's also,
and damagingly.
It's also you taking away from the bottom line of big pharmaceutical companies. I think their bottom line was, how many people have you saved? How many people have you enlightened? How many children, how many people's children have you saved from getting vaccinated? Which not only, I mean, they don't save, you know, okay, they're not losing a lot of money on the vaccinations, obviously, but they're losing money on the side effects that the vaccinations cause, the long-term side effects, the effects, the prospective business of what's going to happen to people after they get vaccinated, and potentially, right? And so here you got the cancers, the fibroids, the tumors, the fibromyalgia, the, you know, shaking leg syndrome, shaking lip syndrome.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, it's all poison.
Heart attacks, all those things that you've taken away from their bottom line, which they don't like.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Sherry. That's very, very true. You know, I think it's like a double whammy. You know, it's kind of like what we do here on the Hurricane Hour is we talk about the world's worst news as well as the world's best news and how we're going to get out of this mess. And if you look at the world's worst news in the field of medicine, it's the vaccination intoxication and the toxicity and the plagues that have been generated by vaccination ingredients that are overwhelming the immune system and really undermining the ability of us to even fend off infectious diseases normally. The whole array, for example, of the autoimmune diseases. These include chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré that my mother died from after getting a swine flu vaccination back in 1975. All of these autoimmune diseases are linked to the immune system attacking we the people, ourselves. It attacks us because what's happening is that it's overstimulated by the toxins that have been injected via the vaccinations that include foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and smallpox, it's cow pus. You know, you might as well add the eye of newt to the witch's brew, because that's really what it amounts to.
Actually, if I knew, it would probably be healthy for you.
It would be healthier than the garbage that they put in. You know, the mercury, the heavy metal poisons, the aluminum, the formaldehyde that you preserve corpses with, all of these things that are in vaccinations. So that's the true. The governors, the shadow governors that are allied with the banksters that like to control populations pharmaceutically as well as mentally through the media. And we did an excellent documentary film on that called Pharma Whores. If you want to know the links between the drug cartel and the mainstream media, watch the film Pharma Whores.
And you can go to Pharma Whores, that's PharmaWhores.com to get the download on that one. We have it available in download and in hard copy and bleeped and unbleeped versions. So
yeah, that's for the people who know about Penn and Teller. Penn Jilletta has one of the grossest mouths in Hollywood, and we have to have a bleeped version of the film Pharma Whores so that we can actually show this to people in various communities, including churches that are offended by Gillette's foul mouth.
Exactly. And so, these are the reasons why the attacks happened. These are all legitimate reasons for why they put you on a list, why they put me on a list now, why it's difficult for us to get justice anywhere we go, while crimes are being allowed to just happen around us and they go unnoticed or they go just avoid it. Oh, well, that's not a crime. And you know it's a crime, and you're showing them evidence it's a crime, and they're still saying it's not a crime.
And in fact, when you have an attorney, you know, one of the hardest lessons that we've had to learn here is no matter how much money we've paid to attorneys, it's virtually impossible to get an attorney to call another attorney on the crimes that they're committing and the violations of their own rules.
Right.
You have the rules of professional conduct in law. And in those rules, it says right very clearly, I think it's rule 1.2, and then there's another couple in 8.1, where you've got an 8.2, where you have a requirement that lawyers shall not represent criminals advancing crime, and that shall not aid and abet the unlawful activities of their clients. They shall withdraw. They shall be reported. These are requirements. The rules of professional conduct in a court of law actually require attorneys to report other attorneys for lying, for advancing the crimes that have been committed against us in this instance, and they haven't. They don't. Now, what does that say? It means that the legal practitioners don't play by their own rules. And when you have people not playing by their own rules, you have an outlaw system operating. You have outlaws that are basically taking over a judicial process that is supposed to be operating in integrity. And unfortunately, that's not what's happening. generally speaking. And we've learned that lesson several times now over the past several years, the hard way. We can't even conceive of what attorneys don't report against other attorneys. We've seen that consistently in the state of Hawaii. We've seen it consistently in the state of Idaho, where they attorneys, you know, you actually send them letters that point specifically to these issues and ask pointed questions that require clear answers, and you get back gibberish.
Yes.
You get back evasion.
Diversion.
You get back not the solution and not justice. You actually get malpractice. You actually get it, and you see it, and you record it, and it's in writing, it's material evidence, and you can't even do anything with it. That is a hideous condemnation and indictment on the judicial system that has been made to be unruly by the practitioners who are simply, I guess, too afraid of protecting their investments in their trade, in their professional career. They spend, you know, maybe three, four years going to law school. They spend a couple $100,000. They put out their shingle, start to advertise, and suddenly now they realize it's a good old boy network and a bar association that is requiring you to not to break the rules,
and kiss
really.
Butt. Kiss
and
major
kiss butt.
Even if it's morally wrong, you have to kiss butt, because if you cross the wrong person the wrong way, an attorney or a judge, you could possibly or potentially never win another case in court. That's how corrupt the system is. So in order for you to stay in the good graces of the judicial system, you can't cross anyone. You can't call another attorney on their crap. You can't call another judge on their crap, because if you do, there's consequences
potentially that you may have to pay. Actually, we've done that too. We're still doing that.
Yeah, we are, but we don't have a legal degree
that's true.
To deal with the bar association.
But what we do have is we have access to the court of public opinion through journalism and First Amendment rights and duty. Literally, it's our duty to expose this corruption within the political and judicial system.
It is, but we have nothing to lose, and we could care less whether other attorneys or judges like us or not.
That's very true.
But they do, because that's their business. That's what they went to school for. That's what they gave up their life for. That's what they have given their life to, the idea of being an attorney. And most of them are doing it for money. So if you're doing it for money, you're not going to want to get into bad graces of any of these people, where we don't care. We just go and we say, this is the truth, you know, whether you like it or not. And the truth sometimes hurts. And we've made some enemies along the way, but we've made a lot of great friends who appreciate what we do.
Yep, that is very, very true. So anyway, folks, we've got just a few minutes left to the show today. I want to thank you for joining us. And if you can help us by supporting us, number one, make sure that you receive our newsletters. Sign up to receive them on healthyworldstore.com. And or you can email us at editor@medicalveritas.org. editor@medicalveritas.org. Send us an email. Make sure that we're going to be sending you the newsletters, because they're not just informative. These newsletters are life-saving. They are very important. They will keep you up to speed, not just on what's happening with us, but what's happening globally. For example, we just sent out in the last newsletter concerns that we have about the militarization and preparations for war in the Middle East. So these kinds of issues are very, very important, especially if you have children or you have a desire to see future generations on this planet be blessed instead of cursed by the lacking of stand against unrighteousness and injustice. It's important that we continue as independent journalists to output the truth that shall set us free. And that this is important that if you want to support that, you can also go to healthyworldstore.com as well as healthyworldaffiliates.com/forward4948 and thereby partner with Michael Vara, the L&M Network, ourselves, yours truly, Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane. We ask for your support. We have outstanding products that are blessed with the frequency of 528 love. We're advancing a revolution in the industry, and we thank you so much for joining us daily on the Hurricane Hour on L&M Network.
Thank you. Until tomorrow, have a good night.